From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jiabi Lee reporting. Iraqi forces and Peshmerga fighters launched what they describe as a first step to take the Islamic State militant group's stronghold city of Mosul. Thursday morning, forces from two Iraqi brigades from the U.S.-trained 15th Division began to fight against six IS-held villages southeast of Mosul. Hannah Mustafa is a resident of Baghdad. She says, I hope that all sects of Mosul, be they Yazidis, Christians or Muslims, would be liberated from Daesh, which is an epidemic. Daesh tries to dismember Iraqi people. I wish that this military operation is a beginning to liberate all Iraqi territories. Sunni tribes are also involved, which many Peshmerga commanders have said are crucial to hold the traditionally Sunni areas. Iraqi military officials said Peshmerga forces were not actively participating in this offensive because it took place in traditionally Sunni Arab areas. Syria says its forces have fought their way into Palmyra, the ancient city held for nearly a decade by the Islamic State insurgents. The country's state TV reported Thursday that government troops backed by Russian warplanes pushed into the city. Islamic State fighters used loudspeakers to warn civilians to leave as the fighting intensified. The state news agency Sana showed Russian planes flying above the city, helicopters firing missiles, and soldiers advancing. Senegalese voters approved a controversial constitutional referendum, voting over 60% yes on cutting the presidential term from 7 to 5 years. This is VOA News. The U.S. accused 7 Iranians Thursday of carrying out a massive computer hacking scheme. On behalf of Tehran, the hackers tried to disrupt networks at 46 American financial institutions. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch said the hackers at 2 Iran-based computer companies work for the Iranian government. She said the hackers coordinated a cyber attack campaign from late 2011 to mid-2013 on major American banks. Lynch said the cyber intrusions cost the banks, including J.P. Morgan Chase and Bank of America, tens of millions of dollars to repair their websites. Authorities in Brussels are now searching for another suspect in connection with Tuesday's deadly terrorist attacks at the Brussels airport and a subway station near the European Union headquarters. The latest suspect was spotted on surveillance footage holding a large bag while standing next to the suicide bomber who carried out the attack on a metro train. European Union justice and security ministers are holding talks in Brussels Thursday. VOA's Heather Murdoch is in Brussels.
These attacks highlight some of the security problems in the European Union, which is very controversial because the European Union prides itself in free and open borders in between lots of countries. And a lot of people are now questioning the wisdom of this, and some countries are imposing border controls, while the European Commission is saying that they should not.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will travel to Brussels on Friday to formally express the condolences of the United States for the loss of life in Tuesday's attacks. Vice President Joe Biden visited the Belgian embassy in Washington Wednesday.
On behalf of the president, I can say that we are prepared to provide any and all information, capability, technology, anything we have that can be value-added to their fight.
North Korea says it has successfully tested a solid-fuel rocket engine, a major step in its effort to develop a long-range missile that can reach South Korea and the United States. Using solid fuel reduces the amount of launch preparation time, increases the mobility of the missiles, and makes them far more reliable than liquid-fueled rockets. At least 7 police officers were killed in a suspected insider attack in southern Kandahar province, Afghanistan authorities said. The early morning incident Thursday happened at a security outpost in the district of Arghandab. A Taliban spokesman claimed responsibility for the attack and said the attackers safely joined the insurgent ranks. Officials said the victims were members of the ALP or the Afghan local police. I am Jiabi Lee in Washington.
That's the latest world news.